Good morning to all of our church family and to any of our guests that may be watching today. This is the very first time that our church has gone online, and so we are very grateful that we are able to do so. First and foremost, before I begin with Sunday morning's message, I just pray that every single one of you are doing well. Michelle and I have been praying for our church families, for our community, for our nation, for our world abroad, and I just pray during this time that you truly do feel just God's peace and God's presence in your life, in your home. I pray there's just an atmosphere where every single day that you're being renewed in your spirit and just trusting God, because I believe that He will lead us through this. I know He will, and we're just so thankful for Jesus Christ. Now, as I stand here and in front of the camera this morning and speaking to you here online, it doesn't quite have the same feel as when we're all together in one place in person and lifting up the name of Jesus together, but thank God we can still come to you in such a manner. And so I pray today that you're just blessed by the Lord as we go into His Word together. You know, earlier in the week, our state pastor, our superintendent of the district, Assemblies of God, Frank Cargill, he sent out an email to all of us, just really encouraging us and speaking into our lives and just really helping us as we cope through this situation together. And he was talking about the church and talking about our services and just how we are approaching the weeks ahead. And in his email, he wrote this. He said, "The church is not a building, and it does not consist of brick, mortar, stone, and carpet. It doesn't even consist of musical instruments. It consists of people." And I just have to say amen to that. Of course, the people are you and I, the church. We're a living, breathing organism, a movement of believers who daily follow Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and choose to serve Him by loving others and sharing the good news of the gospel through the testimony of our words and our actions. You know, during this time, I pray that we, the church, we will just shine bright as Jesus Christ shines in and through our lives. I pray that we'll follow the leading of the Holy Spirit that abides within us. I pray that we'll follow that leading just through every single moment. And as we do so, we're going to be just fine. You know, at a time when there's just so much uncertainty and fear and anxiety and heaviness and challenges, I pray that we're encouraged. And I pray that we're encouraged in such a manner that, we're able to rise up each morning with a renewed heart and a renewed mind. I pray that we just have this resolve filled with hope, and that we have a strong sense of unity. And when the night comes and it's time to lay our head to rest at the end of the day, I pray that every single one of you just feel God's peace, just transcending deep down into your soul. This morning, I can really tell you what I want to be able to do is just to encourage you. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be strengthened within your spirit within. I want you to be strengthened in the Lord. I want you to know that He supplies your every need according to His riches and glory. I want you to know today that He is your rock and He is your refuge and He is your strong tower. He is your sure foundation. He is your salvation, your healer, your joy, your peace, and your hope, and He is your daily strength. I know that He is everything we need to lift our lives from death to life. I'm so thankful for Jesus Christ, and I pray that every single one of us are standing upon Him. You know, my heart this week has gone to a unique story, and it's a story found in the life of David. And it's a moment that is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter number 30. Now, before we read a little bit from there, I want to give you a little bit of a setting here. David has been on the run from King Saul. For those of you that are students of the Word, and for those of you who may not be, we know that David became king after Saul. Saul had been disobedient to God, and so now David has been anointed to follow him up as the next king of Israel. And so they had their good moments in the beginning. Of course, then Saul becomes jealous of David, and he begins to try to take his life. And so when we are reading through that story, there are several chapters there that talk about how David has been on the run, from King Saul. Now, in this, much has happened in this pursuit, including David sparing Saul's life twice. Now, when we get to the place where we're at in Scripture today, we're going to see that many have rallied behind David. He has 600 men who are following him at this point. Now, if we go back to 1 Samuel chapter 27, we will find that David left his home in Judah and took refuge in the land of the Philistines. Now, for me, this is an intriguing and maybe we could say even a disappointing time in David's life. You see, God had given Saul into his hands twice. But instead of continuing to place complete trust in the Lord, we kind of get this idea that he is wavering. He wavers and he takes refuge among the enemies of God and his people. And then he just begins to act in uncharacteristic and in questionable ways that really didn't demonstrate a man after God's own heart. Now, when I wrote that, a thought just came to my mind. I said, that really makes sense, because fear and a lack of trust will certainly cultivate unbecoming and negative behavior. I know that's happened personally in my own life. When I've had moments of fear, when I've had moments where I really wasn't trusting the Lord as I should, my behavior and my attitude just wasn't where it should have been. I think that's what we see here in the life of David. Now, chapter 27 reveals that David found favor with Achish. He was the king of Gath. And he was given this Philistine town called Ziklag, where he lived for 16 months. Now, while in the land of the Philistines, David and his men, they raided several tribes, including one called the Amalekites. Now, when you read of these in the scripture, you will see that they were very violent and they were very destructive. Now, there came a time when King Achish, he was going up against the Israelites. Now, not wanting the chance of David turning against him and his army as they approached the Israelites, King Achish, and really it was his leaders that persuaded him to do so, but King Achish, he sends David back to Ziklag. Now, on returning to his Philistine refuge, David, when him and his 600 men, when they got back there, what they had discovered is that their refuge, their home in this Philistine country, Ziklag, it had been raided and burned to the ground by the Amalekites. Now, in an act of mercy, the women and children, they were all taken as captive, but none of them were killed. And so they come up, they see what's happening in the town, and of course, they're distraught, they're furious, they have all these emotions that are taking place, and really they're feeling quite defeated and quite discouraged at this time. And that's where we pick up the story here. So allow me to read just a little bit, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 3. It says, "And when David and his men came to the city, they found it burned with fire, and their wives and sons and their daughters, they all had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices, and they wept until they had no more strength to weep. David's two wives also had been taken captive," verse number 6. And it says that David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter and so, each for his sons and their daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. A church family and guests, that's the verse I kind of want to zero in for today, that David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. If we were reading from the Amplified Version, it says, "But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Now, I think that's very important here. I know that our circumstance today looks quite a bit different than what we're reading here in Scripture. But I believe when we get to this point of what David does, for me personally, that really speaks volumes. It speaks volumes in what I need to do in my life when I am approached with such adversity, and when I'm in a circumstance where there is so much unknown and where there's so much heaviness, anxiety that we're having to wade through. I just think this is so good for you and I. Now, we saw before all of this, David was just greatly distressed. Before he was strengthened, he was distressed in his heart and his mind, deep within his soul. Some of his people even wanted to stone him. They wanted to take his life for the bad leadership of leaving the home front unprotected. So we can very much say this is a dark time. And up until this point in David's life, this could have been one of his greatest challenges yet. Now, David could have easily given in to the circumstance upon him, but he chose another way. He chose to go back to what he knew deep within his heart. And what he does is he just goes back to the Lord. You see, David was encouraged. He was strengthened in the Lord, meaning he just took courage. He regained his trust. His heart was strong and his mind was steady once again. He knew it was time to quit living in fear, time to quit running, and just to begin to follow the Lord as he had done before. So for me, when I'm reading this, I'm seeing that his steps, they've certainly been reestablished. His heart and his mind seems to be very much renewed. Why? because he encouraged himself. He strengthened himself in the Lord. And that would be my word for every single one of you today. In the hour in which we live, we don't have all the answers. We don't know how long this crisis is going to last. We don't know how many more lives are going to be impacted. We don't know really what it's going to look like financially as the weeks and the months pass on. There is certainly a lot of uncertainty that you and I are thinking about. I know that you're having conversations within your home and with your friends through whether you're talking to them on the phone or through ways of social media. And there's just a lot of different things that you and I are hearing. And I got to tell you, it's pretty heavy. You know, this past week, it's been rainy here where we're at. It's been cold. It's just been dreary. It's just been real gray outside. And, you know, you just feel it. You feel it in every part of your life. And when I was just thinking about getting ready, what I would speak to today, this is just the word that God put on my heart is just, man, we just got to strengthen ourselves in Him. We know that the sun's coming back out. We know that it's going to warm up. We know that summer's right around the corner. And we pray that when that season gets here, that we're ready for it and that all of this coronavirus has begun to subside. We hope that. But I just want to tell you that in the moments that we're in right now, I really pray that you can find yourself being strengthened in the Lord. There are so many scriptures that we can go to. I want to give you just a few of them. Psalm chapter 5, verse 11 says, "But let all those who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name, that they will be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord, and you surround them with your shield of love." Psalm chapter 9, verse number 9 says, "The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name, they trust in you. For you, O Lord, you do not abandon those who search for you." And I pray that every single one of us, each and every day, just continue to seek Him as we find our hope and our strength in Him. Psalm 46, 1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength. He is always ready to help in times of trouble." Psalm 55, 22, "Give your burdens to the Lord. He will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and to fall." I've heard many quote this week. Psalms 91, 2 says, "This I declare about the Lord. He alone, He is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the deadly disease." Isaiah 26, verse 3, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for He is our eternal rock." Then we go over to Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. "Lord, you are my strength. You are my fortress. You are my refuge in the day of trouble." Thank God for the way in which He strengthens our lives. We turn on over into the New Testament. We go to Philippians, and it says in chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all that He has done." Then you're going to experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that you and I can understand. And His peace will guard our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ Jesus. That same chapter going down into verse number 13 says, "For we can do everything through Christ who gives us strength." Wow, I hope you receive that word today. I hope that as we're going into the Word together, as you've heard Pastor Austin and Andrea Olivia just deliver just a beautiful time of worship, I pray that you have been strengthened deep within your soul. So I want to leave you with one last scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 16 says, "May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word." Wow, I pray today on this Sunday morning that you are strengthened in every area of your life. Allow me to pray for you. Father, I just thank you so much, Father Lord, for your blessings that are upon each and every one of our lives. I thank you for all of my church family and for anyone who may be watching this today. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I pray over each and every one that your hand is upon their lives. I pray that they truly are strengthened in their mind, strengthened in their heart, strengthened in every emotion, down to the depths of their soul. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that each and every one has the peace of God guarding their hearts and guarding their minds. And as we walk this journey together each and every day, I pray that every single day we feel your presence. We feel your power, Father, Lord. We feel the leading of the Holy Spirit just guiding us moment by moment. I pray that, Father, Lord, in all the discussions we have with one another, the way that we continue to love one another, serve one another, and just help each other in any way that we possibly can. I pray, Father, Lord, your blessing, Father, Lord, be upon each and every one. Father, we love you. We thank you. We pray over our nation. We pray over our communities. Father, we pray. We pray around the world that, Father God, that your hand is upon each and every life. We pray that, Father, Lord God, there is an end to this virus. We pray that, Father, Lord, for health in people's lives. We pray, Father, Lord, for all of those that are working diligently around the clock, trying to solve, you know, what's going on. We pray for your divine wisdom. We pray for your divine care. We pray, Father, Lord, just for your healing to be upon each and every one. And as we do so, I pray there's just a strong sense of unity. And above all, I pray that, Father, Lord, we as your people can look to you, give you all glory, give you all praise, and say thank you for the way that you care for us each and every day. We love you. You're so good to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.